Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October sky.
It's Van Morrison bringing us back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni Cortolo is with us. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
That's correct, Jeff.
They can find out more about what you guys got going on, and we'll be talking later in the year, next year, about your big summit coming up in, is it in June or May or June this time? I always forget.
Tell them not to forget freeenterprise.com.
Check that out, folks. And Giovanni, as I said earlier, Giovanni is really the man at the U.S. Chamber for you and me, for making sure that our interests are kept on the front burner and going best two falls out of three with staffers and members of Congress and the White House on small business issues. Giovanni, thanks again for all that. Now we spent a couple of segments talking about the 113th Congress. It's about to become extinct. We know that they're in the last days. They're going to get some things done that they should have already gotten done. They're going to do some things that we wish they hadn't done. But as we look over into the new year, into a new Congress, the 114th Congress, what do you see coming up pretty quickly?
Well, you know, it's funny because people don't realize we have a debt ceiling vote that will occur in March. We have the Medicare funding, and that's for the doc fix and for those that are in the medical profession. There's a 30% reimbursement for Medicare providers that will occur, and that will occur sometime in March as well. That runs out. And you have a highway trust fund that will run out of funding in June. You have the Ex-Im Bank that's going to need to be reauthorized the end of May. And you have to fund the government again, and we get that other contentious fight. But, you know, some of the very interesting things that could happen revolves around health care and tax.
Because let's remind people, I'm sure you know this, but just to set the record, establish the record, you got a Republican dominated Congress, both houses, and a Democrat in the White House. So these are going to be interesting times in the next couple of years, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. This is the first time in 6 years that we've had one party control the Congress. They obviously controlled it the first 2 years of the Obama administration, but for the last four, we've had just divided government. And what we need, and certainly with the Republicans in control, we can have some very interesting votes on health care. Obviously, it's not going to get repealed.
Right.
But you have some areas that are common ground, the repeal of the medical device tax.
Right. That's got bipartisan support, doesn't it?
It does. I was talking the other day to somebody. If I was king, what would I do to make the ACA a better law? And that would be, you know, I'd certainly get rid of the 30-hour work week, and I would get rid of the darn employer mandate entirely.
Right.
I would make it such that I can use health care savings accounts and have a tax-deductible way to give money to my employees where they can buy their health care on the exchanges. I'd want to get out of the health care business if I was a small business owner. And that could very well happen with some of the votes. Obviously, that may be very difficult to do, and certainly the exchanges aren't working as well as they should. The SHOP Act is
speaking of the exchanges, the Supreme Court is going to hear a case about the exchanges, about the language of the exchanges about whether states who don't have state managed exchanges can extend the subsidies, right, Giovanni?
That's correct. What a lot of people don't realize is the Obamacare, what it did is it made it more costly for those that were rich and less
right.
costly for those.
It was not an Affordable Care Act, that's for sure. But the Supreme Court may have more to say about Obamacare this year than Congress will, much of Republicans will. Hey, Giovanni, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, I sure will.
And it's uschamber.com, and the other one is enterprise.com?
Free Enterprise.
Freeenterprise.com. I left the first part out. Thanks, Giovanni. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.